Time now for World on Three with Lopakatari.
Well, a gold star to anyone who recognised that as the sound of East London. Yes, East London, a modern soundscape rising out of a truly multicultural city. L'Orchestre du Mont Plaisant was born in 2010 when four lads got together in London to create a super sound of their own imaginations, where high life, Arabiana, 70s psychedelia and more meet in one delicious and exciting melee. What a great way to start tonight's World on Three. I'm Lopakatari, and coming up on the programme tonight, I've got more music from unlikely sources. We're going to be heading off to New Orleans, South Korea, and basically covering as much musical miles as possible in the next 2 hours. In the studio here with me is award-winning Indo-Canadian singer Kiran Alawair. Hey, Kiran. Who's going to be serenading us along the way with ghazals and other Persian delights. So let's hear a track from Dabi Touré's new album, Amon Nafi. The Mauritanian who was inspired by the likes of Michael Jackson and The Police to become a musician. Dabi says that this album is essentially a pop and soul album of music that we can sing beyond borders. And you'll probably find yourself singing along with it. This is Kila, The Way. Oh yeah, an easy paced march there from Hot 8 Brass Band, New Orleans' finest. We shall walk through the streets of the city. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary this year, and that track is from the forthcoming album Vicennial, out in October. They're a great band to see, so do look out for their gigs. I'm sure they're going to be heading our way sometime soon, in which case I am definitely going to try to grab them for a studio session. Let's see what happens. Well, coming up in a few minutes, I've got an extraordinary song from Cape Verde's Lura. But first, let's go from a big band of New Orleans to a similarly big band from Brazil. They're called Bexiga 70, and this is Lembi.
Quem que te gare traz, filho capataz? Quem que te garilha te filho rabirante? Tudo tema que é igual e mim que está menino. Quem que te garitraz é filho capataz? Quem que te garilhante é filho rabirante? Tudo tema que é igual e mim que está menino. Onho, canto coco dará um corda. Onho, canto reza dará um terço. Se Jesus Cristo quer macho, tudo tema quer igual. Crê num de nós que estava ali. Onho, canto coco terá um corda. Onho, canto reza terá um terço. Onho, se Jesus Cristo quer amar, tudo tema quer igual, crendo de nós, que estava ali. Quem que te garitraz é filho Sancho Panza. Quem que te garidiante é filho no servante. Tudo tema que é igual e mim que está menino. Quem que te garitraz é filho Sancho Panza. Quem que te garidiante é filho no servante. Tudo tema que é igual e mim, casta menino. Onho, canto coco terá um corda. Onho, canto reza terá um terço. Onho, se Jesus Cristo quer amar, tudo tema que era igual, treino de nós que estava ali. Garitraz é filho Barrabás. Quem que te garidiante é filho Senhor Dante. Tudo tema que é igual e mim que está menino. Quem que te garitraz é filho Barrabás. Quem que te garidiante é filho, Senhor Dante. Tu tudo tema cá igual e me encasta menino. Onho, canto coco terão corda. Onho, canto reza terão terço. Se Jesus Cristo quer amar-te, tudo tema quer igual, crê num de nós que estava ali.
Lura, one of Cape Verde's leading ladies in Eranza, the haunting title track from her new album, joined on that song by Nana Vasconcelos, one of Brazil's jazz legends. You're listening to Lopa Kotari here on BBC Radio 3. My session guest on World on 3 is Kiran Aluwalia. She's here with her band and they're going to be playing for us shortly. But before they do, I thought I'd play you something from a band whose set I caught earlier on this evening when they were playing at the Forge venue in Camden Town in North London. An all-female doo-wop trio from South Korea. They're over here as part of K-Music, the London Korean Music Festival. They're going to play another set at the Forge tomorrow. So if you're thinking of what to do on a Saturday night, head on down to Camden Town. Because I have to say, they were absolutely brilliant this evening. So here they are, the Barbarettes and Summer Night Wind, Summer Night Dream. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Beautiful melodic doo-wop from the City of Soul and the Barberettes, who are playing this evening at The Forge in Camden. They've got another gig, as I said earlier on, tomorrow night. So head on down to Camden Town if you want to catch a little bit of that. But so to my guest tonight, Kiran Ahluwalia. She's going to be talking to me in a bit. But first, Kiran, you've got a song for us, haven't you? And it's called Hayat.
Bye.
Fabulous stuff, Kieran. A song called Hayat, Kieran Aluwalia, and on electric guitar, her musical partner and lifetime partner, Rez Abbasi. Kieran, a very, very warm welcome on the programme
tonight.
Thank
you so much.
This is your day off. This is your night off tonight, and here you are working for us.
Well, actually, I thought I had 5 days off in London, which I was absolutely thrilled about because we love London, all of us. But luckily, I'm a lucky girl, so I had interviews every single day. I went up to Birmingham to do an interview there, up to Bristol, and now we're lucky enough to be on your program.
Oh, no, we're the lucky ones. you're on tour here in the UK at the moment.
Yeah, we did some concerts at summer festivals. We did the Shambhala, the Green Belt, and Edinburgh Mela. All outdoor festivals, it rained every single day. And things were pretty muddy. But we have some concerts coming up. We have we're in Swindon on September 5th, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're in at Swindon, we're at the Phoenix Theater. And then we're in Bristol on September 6th, which is Sunday, at the Bristol Folk House. And then we top it all off on Tuesday, September 8th, with a gig in London at Richmix.
Oh, that's a great venue.
Yeah, I haven't been, but I've heard good things about it.
It's very good. You know, Kieran, just listening to you now, I was just thinking about when you started singing. I mean, how long did it take you to kind of find your sound? I mean, the sound. I mean, this song tonight is very different to your first album.
Yes,
you've been on a really long
evolution,
journey.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
since the Songlines Award, which was when I when I first heard about you, which was just absolutely brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
It's quite a journey you've been on musically, hasn't it?
Are you calling the Songlines Award CD my first CD? Because a lot of people do.
Well, the thing is, then when I look back on it, it wasn't.
No, I had two CDs.
But that's when you came into the kind of
international
arena, and
maybe
it was the first phase of a whole new cycle of music for you.
Yeah, my first CD was only released in Canada. My first two CDs. My first one was in 2000. And with each CD, you can see a change. But in my last couple of CDs, it's really been it's been modern Indian music, but another one of my passions, which is African Saharan desert blues, from Morocco, from Mali, from Algeria, Tuareg blues. And that stayed with me. I want it. I love it. I want to have it. And
but when or how did you come across that specific kind of music?
It was actually when we were recording that CD that you're referring to. It was called Wanderlust. The CD is called Wanderlust, and it won the Songlines Award. And the main focus of that CD was supposed to be my music with Fado collaboration. And we went to Portugal and we spent a week there. And before that, I had done a lot of homework and I put the Fado stuff together and it was beautiful. And I just absolutely loved it. And then when I was back in Toronto, I think we were on tour or something and we had a day off. And so I went to see a Fado concert in Toronto, didn't quite like it. So left, and I knew that this band called Tenari One was going to be performing at another place. This is about 2006, and so I went to see them, and that's when I really liked that sound. I mean, at that moment, I didn't realize I loved it, but when I left that concert, I couldn't get it out of my head. And so for that Wanderlust CD, that was the first time I composed something which would incorporate and allow electric guitar. And the song was Tere Darsan. And that was the first time I brought that influence. And then when I met the producer of those first Tenari One CDs, Justin Adams, in Copenhagen, when I was getting the Songlines Award, actually, and I told him that I still love it. And so anyhow, he heard my CD and I said, I still love it. I'm still composing like that, you know, with that influence. And he said, well, why don't you do something with them? And so then I did Am Zameen Common Ground, which is with Tenariwen and another Tuareg group called Terekaft. And then for this CD, Sannata Stillness, my recent one, I wanted my Indian band. But by this time, I had listened to enough Tuareg phrasings and guitars and rhythms and had spent enough time with musicians from that area to do it, without a collaboration, to do it in my group.
So what are the elements of kind of Indian classical music that you hold on to, or do you think that you've left at that? You're now somewhere else, and that's fine. I mean, is it something that you consciously think of? You think, oh, I've moved too far away from the roots of where I came from musically and stuff.
Oh, I'd never think that because, I mean, everything is evolution. And so I definitely want to evolve as well in, whichever way I'm feeling. I'm a person born in India, and that influence and culture, if I'm going to be honest, is going to be in my music. But I was brought up in Canada, and that's going to be in my music. But apart from these two cultural heritages of India and Canada, I am a citizen of the world, and the world is out there for me to be influenced by. So I'm absolutely never thinking that I've moved far away from the roots. But in terms of Indian classical music, I've never actually sang or performed Indian classical music. I should say I've never performed it, but it is what I rehearse on a daily basis.
Yeah, do your riyaz every morning.
Exactly, yeah.
We're going to have another set from you later on in the program, and I'd love to talk more about actually the album of Sonata. But you're going to play the title. You're going to sing the title track of it now, aren't you? Sonata,
Yes.
Stillness.
Yes.
So maybe we should hear it, and then we can talk about it later on.
For sure.
Great.
Here we go.
Thanks, Karen.
Yeah.
Oh,
Beautiful song there. The title track of Kiran Ahluwalia's new album, Sonata, which is also called Stillness. And I have to say thank you also to Kiran Takrao to giving the harmonium the jazziest voice I've heard ever, I think. Beautiful. More from Kiran and the band in about 20 minutes' time. I'm Lopa Kotari. This is World on 3. Details of all the music I'm playing tonight is up on the BBC Radio 3 website. You can listen again to any part of the programme for the next 30 days, in addition to which Kiran's session will be available for download for free on Monday as a podcast. We've also got some lovely pictures of her and the band in the gallery on the World on 3 homepage. Still to come, Saharan Blues from the World Music Archive. In fact, Tanarawen, as Kiran said, a band that she's been working with. A great offering also from this week's BBC Introducing Uploads. I've also got some vintage, if that's the right word, Yusundur. And of course, a final helping of my guest tonight, Kiran Ahluwalia. Now, Bashar Mar Al-Khalifi is a young French-Lebanese singer and composer, the son of legendary lute player Marcel Khalifi. His latest album, his third, is a varied and at times humbling journey through Bashar's life as he shares his thoughts of love and loss. But he also expresses his joy. And this is at Limon, a song of celebration and dance that he wrote with his mother.
طاب الليمون عالشجر يميني هز الشجر لما رواه المطر عبي بيه حجره لك يا ليل العمر لما حبيبي زار يميني
What a great little tune there. It's from a band called Wolosław, an ensemble of musicians performing Polish-inspired folk music, but on classical instruments. A band whose music is largely inspired by the traditions of the people from the Carpathian Mountains. It's an interesting group made up of two classically trained musicians who are the sons of Polish composer Aleksandr Lasson and three self-taught musicians who consider themselves Highlanders. They've won numerous awards for their new tradition music, and that was Spin from their album Nomadism. Now for a soporific meeting of the two-stringed Chinese violin with the hang, which, if you're not familiar with the instrument, is a metal percussion instrument, a bit like a steel pan and shaped like a UFO, or as I like to think of it, as a magical upside-down wok. Musicians Guo Gan and Luke Barrow share their love of mysterious textures and unexplored territories. This is the interestingly titled The Tea Club Barovian Society, no doubt a take on the meditative quality of a tea ceremony.
Thank you.
What a sweet, sweet song there. That was I Made You and You Made Me, one of the tracks on the album Nyanza, due to be released in October from Owini Sagoma. The Londoners who headed out to Kenya to meet a group of musicians in the capital, Nairobi, and came back not just with two members, Joseph Nyamung and Charles Owoko, but also a whole new band that they named Owini Sagoma after Joseph's grandfather. Now, this man needs little introduction. It's multi-award-winning folk hero Richard Thompson and a track from his latest album, Still, which is produced in Chicago by Wilco's Jeff Tweedy. Richard begins a tour tomorrow, beginning in Edinburgh and ending in London on the 20th of September. This is Beatnik Walking.
Mr. Murdoch's news, I'm going thunder, rain or shine. Got a papoose on my back, we're on the right track, Jack, to leave the beatnik blues behind. Amsterdam, where good things come in threes. Soothe your trouble. Thank you.
Amsterdam, where good things come in threes. Soothe your troubled mind and shoot the breeze. Dutch is not a loving tongue. You say your peace and run. You show you care in other ways. Sailors in their Sunday best. I'm feeling overdressed. I've got to lose these blocks and grays.
Richard Thompson there, Beatnik Walking. You're listening to me, Lopa Katari, here on BBC Radio 3. My guest tonight is Kiran Ahluwalia, who's been here in the UK for a week, touring and tasting the delights of Britain from Edinburgh to Kettering. Tonight, she's enjoying BBC sandwiches and sharing some of her stories with me. Kiran's going to be joining me again in just a minute and talking about music that's really meant something to her. Her heritage track. But before that, I'm going to play a couple more tunes. Another Day from New Yorker's Hazmat Modine, and then this week's pick of BBC introducing Mounkinel and a song called Soon Claw. So first up, some soft soul from Hazmat Modine.
Self-inflicted doom. that's the only place I want to stay. Hey, hey, another day.
Oh,
for me, a distinctively Brazilian-sounding Welsh electro-pop tune from Gwilym Morris Baird, who goes by the name of Mun Ki Nell, and a song called Soon Clo. That track caught our attention this week from the songs that many of you have uploaded onto BBC Introducing. Gwilym says he's in the process of putting a live set together to tour early next year. So my advice to you, Gwilym, is get it together. I want to hear you play. If any of you have been thinking of uploading your music onto BBC Introducing, or have a friend whose music you think we should hear, please go online and do it so we can hear what you've got to offer. And you might be on air this time next week. It really is that simple. Now, every week we ask our session guest to choose a piece of music that they hold dear to them, something that cuts deep into the heart of their lives. We call it the heritage track, and this week it's been Kiran Aruwalia's turn to choose, and she's picked a true golden oldie from Bollywood. Kiran, tell us about it.
This is a song called Dam Maro Dam, and it's sung by Asha Bhosle, and it's a Bollywood song. And it's, first of all, it's very nostalgic for me because it was one of the last memories, musical memories I have of India before we left for Canada. And
But you left Canada at the age of five?
I left India at the age of nine.
Nine.
Yeah, yeah. And so this was one of the last songs that I remember from that time. And beyond that, it was sort of my very first song in which musically the concept of rebellion was introduced to me, because the song is saying, why should I do anything for this world? The world hasn't done anything for me. Why should I? And so this concept of rebellion was also very interesting. Like, you know, it was cool, it was interesting, I was 9 years old. And then to top it all off, it's got this amazing guitar lick on the top of the song. It's just a few seconds long. And sometimes when I play it for other people, they don't know what I'm talking about, but it just resonates with me, this guitar lick at the top, and then the whole song.
Well, brilliant. Well, let's hear it from the top then. Dam Maro Dam, Asha Bhosle.
Subh Sham Hare Krishna.
a timeless classic, Bollywood's Bad Girl, Usher Bosley singing the Maradum, which is, in fact, Kiran Ahluwalia's heritage track. And she's going to follow that with a song title that rhymes with that, Jhum. Yes. Let's hear it, Kiran.
My
Kiran Ahluwalia and band live in session here on World on 3 tonight at Broadcasting House. Kiran, absolutely beautiful, beautiful arrangement of that song.
Thank you. It was arranged by both Reza Abbasi and Kiran Takrar. And, of course...
Reza on guitar and Kiran.
Oh, yeah, Reza Abbasi on guitar, Kiran Takrar on harmonium. And my lovely tabla player is...
Yeah, Nitin Mitta. Nice little riff in the middle there, Nitin.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice. Are all of the band from New York? You're now in New York, right, Kiran?
Yes, I'm in New York City right now. Myself and Rez and Nitin are in New York City. And Niku Nair on bass, he is in Toronto, where I grew up. And Kiran Takrar is actually London's own. He lives in Harrow in London.
Ah, welcome. Not so far from your home here down at Broadcasting House.
But we've recorded all the CDs, he's come to Toronto.
So what made you move from Canada to the Big Apple?
My guitar player.
Yeah. Oh, Rez, okay. The pull of your musical and lifetime partner.
Yeah. Well, when I started in 2000, I also had guitar then, but I did not get along with my guitarist at all. And so I had been looking for a guitarist of South Asian origin who would understand the Indian part of my music as well. So basically I was looking for a South Asian guitarist in North America, and Rez was looking for a girlfriend. And so... South Asian girlfriend.
She makes it sound as though you were looking for something less important.
Maybe it was at the time.
And so we were bound to meet because we were looking for each other.
You know, one thing we haven't talked about yet, actually, is where you draw your musical inspiration from, where your songs come from. I mean, Jhum is a composition from the late Aziz Nazan.
Aziz Mia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But do you write your own music as well, Kiran?
Yes.
Yeah.
The majority of music on my new album, Sonata Stillness, are my own compositions musically and my own lyrics. And there are, I've done, Jhum is a classic Pakistani Qawwali. And I also did Lament, which is a classic Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan Qawwali. The rest are mine.
But do you think that is the sort of entry into a point of writing and performing your own compositions has been, you know, part of the musical journey of meeting up with Tanariwen and exploring different sounds that speak to you as deeply as some of the music that you grew up with?
Yeah, kind of. When I first wanted to bring in desert blues into my music. My own background, I studied classical music and ghazal, and have, you know, done a little bit of qawwali. But when I wanted to bring this very electric guitar sound and kind of a djembe feel on the tabla sometimes, I wasn't able to find a ghazal lyrics, ghazal poetry that it would work well with. To me, that would have sounded cheesy. So I was stuck. I wanted this very particular desert blues sound, and I wanted to sing in my Indian way with influences from the desert, but I didn't have the words. And so I don't really consider myself a poet, but there was this vacuum that needed to be filled. And so I needed to have words for my melodies. And so that's how I started writing my own words.
So this last song that you're going to... sing for us, Tamana. Is that one of your own compositions?
Yes, that is, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Tamanna means desire. And this song is about finding desire, but also fulfilling it by letting go of shame. And shame is different for all of us. There are people who are ashamed of not having enough money, not having enough education, not being able to speak English well enough. But things that are out of control, of your control, are sometimes they cause you shame, even though there's no reason for them to do that because they're out of your control. So I in this song, I explored that idea of shame. And in the song, I talk about my own desire and finding it and wearing it like a crown on the top of my head and parading it without shame and saying, how can I tell the world that my desire, and in particular, my female sexuality, that the cure for it all the time was to throw away all my shame.
Brilliant.
Okay. It's a song that resonates very deeply with my all-male band.
I think it's best to leave it there, Kieran.
Kieran, thank you so much for coming in tonight, really, on your day off as well, as you said.
Thank you for having us.
And so this is a song called Tamana, composed by Kieran, where she flaunts her desire and her letting go of shame as a glorious crown on her head.
Yeah, and come hear us in Bristol, Swindon, and London on September 5th, 6th, and 8th. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Kieran.
जागी है पहना है आरज़ू का ताज तमन्ना मेरी जागी है पहना
What a great evening of music. Kieran, thanks so much for coming in with the band.
Thank you so much for having us.
Rez Abbasi on guitar, Nitin Mitta on tabla, Nikunaya on bass, Kiran Takra on harmonium, and of course, Kiran Adewale herself leading her band of merry men. Remember that the podcast of the session will be up on the World on Three homepage from Monday for you to enjoy and listen to again and again and again, whenever you want and wherever you want. And as Kiran said, they're playing in Swindon tomorrow, Bristol on the 6th, and they're going to be back in London on the 8th before heading back to the US of A. Cellist Vincent Segal is a great conversationalist and a serial collaborator. His musical encounters read like a who's who of music, from Elvis Costello to Carlinhos Brown, from Cesare Evora to Oscar-winning film composer Alexandre Desplat. Well, one of his more recent conversations has been with kora player Valeki Sissoko, with whom he first worked in 2009. Recorded in just two sessions in Bamako, one on Valeki's rooftop at night and the other during the day in the famous Bogolan studios, the album Musique de Nuit is a sweet, soft-spoken work of art. This track is Diabaro, the only song actually on the album that features a guest musician, Babani Kone, who brings the sound of traditional griot singing to an album that is largely a collection of songs without words.
Devi Joso Ala Devi Joso Konitora Lako Ala Devi Joso Jabaro masa devi joso konitora lako ala devi joso Nama korobolo gamba, koni suru kutu kera nyodu fenye, mabakoro kude kono gesa ngode miseni chimi iye salamo kara sadona sinigara karakoro file manyo wala uli jikala ma file manyo sogi wara basaba maboda kelena nyani manjo une wala nyani manjo kungode ajo
Vincent Segal and Mbalaki Sissoko and the glorious voice of Babani Kone. Vincent and Mbalaki are going to be on In Tune with Sean Rafferty this coming Thursday. So do tune in to In Tune from 4:30 in the afternoon. Now, due out at the end of this month is Mountain Meeting, the debut album of Swedish duo Brigitte Marsden and Leif Ottosson. Not unlike Vincent and Mbalaki, these two have a way of playing that allows each other space to express and to breathe. This is the title track. Thank you. Well, given how Kieran has been working with Tanewa, and I thought that I would choose one of their tracks from our World Music Archive tonight. That was Amasakul, and it was recorded by the World Music team here at BBC Radio 3 at the much-lauded Festival in the Desert in 2003. It was on the first of two programmes to come from Mali that also won the Sony Gold Award. So if you haven't heard it before, you really must. It truly is a gem in the music archive. And that brings me to the end of tonight's programme. Next week, my guest in the studio will be Kenyan singer Maya Von Lecco. Do join me if you can. But I'm going to end tonight with a tune from another hang player. I played Luke Barrow earlier, and I'm going to play us out with a recording from another master of this magical instrument, Manu Delago. So till next week, I leave you with an instrumental version of Sun in the North. Good night.